Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, a legend. He is the advocate for the reigning and defending, though I use the word defending very loosely because he never defends it, undisputed universal champion, and that is Paul Heyman. Paul, it is an honor to talk to you. How are you, sir?
Well, you got a bunch of things wrong, first of all. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. I'll do the introduction properly. I am the advocate for the reigning defending, and yes, he is defending.
When?
Why you're talking to me. If he wasn't defending this Sunday, you wouldn't be talking to me.
That's not true.
Because you got your hoity-toity thing going on there at WFAN. So let's take the smart-ass comments out. Reigning defending, undisputed universal heavyweight champion, Brock Lesnar. Now that we have that straight, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for caring about me to ask.
Well, two things. Number one, you're wrong about a couple of things. Let's address it. I would have you on any time of year. First of all, you're a New Yorker, okay? You're a New York guy. We're a New York radio station. Number two, I like you. I would talk to you about a million things that have nothing to do with Brock Lesnar, so I'd have you on any time. Number three, let me ask you a question. How many times has Brock Lesnar defended the title since he beat Bill Goldberg a year and a half ago?
Well, let's go through it. He defeated Bill Goldberg. He defeated Samoa Joe.
I'll save you the time, Paul. It's not a lot.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sorry. It was a rhetorical question. My apologies. Yeah.
I mean, you have to admit, and I love you and I love Brock. Like, I'll never forget, I was at the Coliseum when he beat The Rock, you know, for his first chat. It was awesome. I'm a big fan. But it's getting old. Can the guy defend the title more than three times
Why?
A year? You're sick of it, too.
Why? There'd be nobody left on the roster.
What? Oh, real? What? He hasn't fought Finn Balor, has he? Or Daniel Bryan? There's a whole list of guys he hasn't wrestled.
Daniel Bryan's on SmackDown.
Oh, that matters.
So,
come on. Doesn't matter.
Well, actually, it really does matter. Hey, we're supposed to just break policy and challenge guys over on SmackDown? That's not how it works around here.
Oh, stop. Stop it.
I mean, that's the same as saying the New York Yankees are going to play the Yokohama Giants in the Major League Baseball the World Series. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity, but it's just not going to happen. So Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan's not going to happen. As for Finn Balor, hey, they never named him number one contender, but everyone that's been named number one contender has stepped up and had an opportunity against the Beast.
I got to tell you, you are...
Forgive me, but why would you want to... You know, it's the most ridiculous argument of having the title defended all the time.
Why?
How many times did Stipe Miocic defend the UFC heavyweight championship? How many times is the boxing championship...
You know that's different. Paul, you know that's different. You don't want me to explain why it's different,
not.
But it's... Yes, it is.
You can explain it all you want.
Because there's you get hurt a little bit more in UFC than pro wrestling. Come on.
Actually.
What?
Actually, that's untrue.
Of course it's not untrue.
No, it is untrue. You ask anybody that has fought in both UFC and has performed, if that's the word you want me to use,
sure.
I'm happy to use it.
Sure.
In WWE, and the injuries pile up quicker in WWE. Why? Because you perform every night like an idiot. So Brock Lesnar is not an idiot. He's a very calculated businessman, and he's not going to work every single night. He's going to work when the money is the highest, and he's going to go in there and draw a big box office to do so.
Let me ask you this, and we're talking to Paul. I got like a million questions for you, and I think a lot of them are good questions, in my opinion. I think a lot of them are good.
We'll be here through Tuesday, won't we?
Yeah, we may. I do have to play commercials eventually, so probably not. Number one. When you turn on Brock, because you will, I know it's, I don't know when, but I know it's coming. When you finally turn on him, who is the guy you're going to be the advocate for? Is it Strowman?
I respectfully invoke my Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
I got to tell you, I love making fun of Knick fans. Trust me, this will all make sense. And one of the things I love to do to make fun of Knick fans is I talk about other times Madison Square Garden's been really loud despite when the Knicks play. And when the first Lesnar run, when you turned on him against Big Show at Survivor Series, when Brock put Big Show over his head and he was going to do the F5, I'm telling you, That may have been one of the loudest times I've ever heard Madison Square Garden. You agree with that comment, Paul?
I concur with your opinion on that particular assessment.
Thank you very much. Who had a better... Well, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said you're welcome.
Oh, okay. I thought you had more. Who had a better long title run, Lesnar or CM Punk, in your mind?
Lesnar.
Why? Punk defended it a hell of a lot more.
What was the stock when CM Punk was the champion? What's the stock now?
The actual stock, that's your argument for why it was a better run? Come on.
I have news for everybody. I know this will come as a shock. I know this is the type of news, since you hate Knicks fans.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that fans hate to hear. Ready?
Yeah.
It's a business.
Yeah, I know.
It's a business. So the stock when CM Punk was champion was, 19, 20, 21? The stock is now at $80 per share.
That's true. I mean, I can't argue with that. That is very, very true.
Main event of WrestleMania. Who's the main event of SummerSlam? Who's the most featured performer? Who's on all the billboards? Who's on all the posters? Who's right now has an advocate speaking for him on WFAN? Brock Lesnar. Stock's at 80.
How?
Obviously something that's being done that is correct.
Do you think Punk ever comes back? You think he'll ever come back? And do you text him often?
I don't text him at all. And do I think, in this business, I've learned never to presume that someone's not coming back. But if anybody's not coming back, he's the exception that defines the rule.
Why won't Brock Lesnar, when he fights at UFC, have you come out with him? I mean, you should be his advocate at UFC as well. How come he only, I think it's a little unfair, how come he pigeonholes you and only keeps you in WWE arenas?
I disagree with the assessment. In WWE, it makes sense for me to advocate him because long before he debuted on WWE TV in 2002, I had already established a reputation as a spokesperson, as the owner of ECW.
Yes, yes.
As someone who's a producer and a writer behind the scenes. In UFC, there's nothing I can really offer him except the show business glitz and glamour of me introducing him, which is carried fine by Bruce Buffer. But it's not going to be me in his corner yelling, no, hook the arm bar. No, open the knee bar now. Oh, block the takedown. That's not what I do, and I wouldn't be doing him a service by doing it.
You mentioned ECW, and it was legendary, and now you could, order WWE Network and watch the old ECW stuff. That's how you could watch SummerSlam, by the way, this weekend on WWE Network. If you could pick one former ECW legend to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and don't include yourself, because you're getting in either way. And I'm telling you right now, you're no doubt a Hall of Famer. Which ECW legend would you say to Vince or Triple H, whoever makes this decision, and say, look, this is the guy who you have to induct immediately into the Hall of Fame?
ECW as a whole.
Yes. Oh, as a whole. No. That's a cop-out answer, though, Paul.
It's not, though. It's what the whole theory of the company was. The whole theory of the company was ECW itself, which is why very few times were they chanting the names of the performers. They were chanting the name of the promotion.
Hmm. Okay, we put ECW in because it should. It's a big part of wrestling history. Is there a superstar you would rank over the others that you would want in first? Is it Taz, who works here, by the way?
Well, Taz was the person who in professional wrestling introduced the tap out. Taz was the first MMA-style performer in professional
wrestling. It should be him. So, I think it should be him then, based on that.
There's a very valid argument that can be made for Taz. There's a very valid argument that can be made for Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. It's just I don't want to offend you with this comment. I've started to think about RVD more as a WWE guy than even ECW, I got to tell you.
Okay, that's fine. That's credit to Van Damme for the body work he put together in WWE with the constrictions and the constraints that they put on him. There's a very valid argument just because he was so innovative of Sabu.
Yes,
so,
yes.
If we're breaking it down to individuals, it really comes down to the time and the place and the contributions to the culture of the industry itself. Just by example, and they wouldn't be, though I'm very appreciative of what they did for us, they wouldn't be my first choice to go into the Hall of Fame. But if you take a look at the history of this industry and the type of characters that were presented on television, the Public Enemy was as revolutionary an act as we ever presented.
Mm.
Because they brought a, despite the fact that the act itself was ridiculous,
right?
Because I took a New Jersey hard hat and a Cajun from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and billed them as being from South Central LA.
Right,
which is so stupid, and for Johnny Grunge to have been billed from being from South Central LA, but still, that was the characters, the Public Enemy, and. What we had them say was at times so authentic, and the concept of the team was so authentic, and what we had them do by barely staying in the ring and always fighting all over the city, let alone the arena that we were in it on that particular night. The concept of the Public Enemy was as revolutionary an act as we ever presented. So, you know, it all depends on the time and the contributions to the culture of the industry.
Would you, you know, I didn't appreciate it at the time, but when you were doing color analysts on the broadcast, you know, I thought you were annoying, but then I realized that's what you were doing, and you were really brilliant at it. I got to tell you, would you ever go back to that, or are you above it now? Are you above being like a broadcaster on Raw or SmackDown? You're the advocate now. But you were dead. Looking back on it, man, if I make a list of some of the best of all time, and I know you didn't do it for that long a period of time, but you were damn good at it. Would you ever go back to that, or are you above it?
I don't think I'm above anything in this industry. And anybody who thinks that they're above anything really loses sight of the nature of the job of contributing to the show itself. Because at the end of the day, what has to be serviced is the show. And people have a hard time, especially in any industry, grasping that. The show itself is the master that needs to be served. Nobody wants to leave SummerSlam this Sunday saying, hey, man, that was the second best SummerSlam I've ever seen.
Right.
Nobody wants to do that. Everybody walks into the arena thinking to themselves, wouldn't it be wonderful if I can walk out saying, that was the greatest effing show I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh, my God. How are they going to top that?
Right.
And if you take that approach to the show, then if I'm a color commentator, if I'm a referee, if I'm the guy that sets up the chairs, you know, it doesn't matter. I've contributed to a show that ended up being recognized as the best one someone had ever come to see. And that's the master that needs to be served. So do I see myself doing it in the future? Bluntly, no. Would I do it if I'm asked? Bluntly, yes, because that is what they would determine is what I need to do to contribute to the show.
I'll tell you right now, and everybody should get the network, watch SummerSlam this weekend. It's here in our backyard in Brooklyn, NYC. You want to make that show amazing? You turn on Brock, and you actually make Roman Reigns likable by being his advocate. Make it happen, Paul. I believe in you.
I respectfully, at this time, plead the Fifth Amendment against self-discrimination.
I appreciate you coming on, Mr. Heyman. Thank you very much.
Well, you should, and you're welcome.
Thank you. The great Paul Heyman. SummerSlam is this Sunday at Barclays Center. It's live on the WWE Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.